café e fizemos uma lá no café e we're still in that part of the Temolad that Rabbeinu is bringing to us those sugiyot that are talking from Sabe de Beatuna, the
elder, wise man of Athens.
The wise man of Athens.
Not so wise.
Not so wise.
The wise guys of Athens.
Wise guys of Athens. So, Amrule, so they told him to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Achavelan mana, show us please a vessel, a tool, something, the lo shavya lechabala, that his
not worth the worth damage it does.
What?
Not worth the damage it does.
It doesn't worth
isn't
worth the damage that it does. Aite budya, so he brought to them a carpet, a big long carpet. Peshatuhu, so they opened it. Velo have ail letara, and they couldn't bring it in to the house, to the apartment. Amar lehu, so he told them, Aitu mara, situ, bring a heavy hammer, and let's break the entrance. So that carpet is not worthy all of the sorrow that's going to be caused by breaking the walls to bring it in. Wonderful. In Torah Kaf A, in page 74, Rashi is explaining to us on that Gemara, Achavelan mana deloshavya lechabala, show to us the thing that is not, how you said it, Rabbi Yaakov,
worth the damage,
it can cause. Har'enu kli, show to us a tool, she'eino shave, that is not worth, ha'hefsed, the damage, she'u mafsid, that it can cause. Budya, machzelet, it's a carpet. La'ayel betar'a, she'haya orech, שהיה ארוך, that it was long, ורחב, and wide, יותר מן הפתח, more than the entrance. איתו מרה וסיטרו, bring a hammer and break. בניין הפתח, the opening that is built, the two walls from the sides, והכותל and the wall, עד שיכנס, that we're going to be able to
bring it in.
Rabbeinu is bringing a verse apart from a Mishnah from Gemara Masechet Sota. Mishecharav Bet HaMikdash, from the moment that Bet HaMikdash been destroyed, Batal HaShamir, the Shamir been cancelled, Benofet Sufim Va'amana, the Shamir, it was a worm, a laser worm that was cutting, dividing the stones without cutting them with no
metal.
Venofet Sufim, Nofet Sufim, I don't know what's that. Nofet Sufim, it's pleasant, it's noam, it's kindness, it's a wonderful feeling, it's been cancelled. Va'amana, it's faith. All of those three wonderful things been cancelled, disappear from the moment that we lost Bet HaMikdash. Aleph, Rabbeinu is starting in the first paragraph. Ki tzarich kol adam, because every person have to lehotzi et atzmo mehamedame, to take himself out from the imaginations. Everyone have to take himself out from his imaginations. Everyone have different imaginations. Ve'la'alot el ha'sechel, and to climb up to the wisdom, to the brain. You see that every Torah of Rabbeinu is attached to the last Torah. Now just we talked about the wisdom of the person, and now Rabbeinu is, alright, now let's find another way. Rabbi Natan is explaining in the Hakdamah how all of the Torah of Rabbeinu actually is one Torah. It's all one Torah. Now Rabbeinu is talking about the wisdom. And how a person going to climb to the wisdom, going to have that wisdom that we talked about yesterday in the last shiur and more. ולעלות אל השכל, and to climb to the wisdom, וכשנמשך אחר המדמה, because when the person he is following after his imaginations, זה בחינת שרירות לב. It's like that he's got a strong heart, means stubborn, that he's not open, that he doesn't have a heart that's made out of flesh. His heart is made out of stone, he's strong, made out of muscle. שהוא הולך אחר המדמה שבלב, because the person is walking after the imaginations that he's got in his heart. So Rabbeinu is, when we're saying a heart, what it means a heart? A heart is the desire, it's the will of the person. So actually Rabbeinu is starting to share with us that the imagination of the person, it's his will, it's what that he desires. So when he is going after his desires, after his will, so he's going after his imaginations. וכשיוצא משרירות הלב, and when he is going out from being so hard and stubborn, ומשבר ליבו האבן, and he's breaking his heart of stone, זה בחינת שמיר. It's an aspect of שמיר, that laser warm, that is cutting the stone with no fights, with no hitting them. You don't need to hit no one. Just you're breaking your heart, means you're doing tshuva, you're going out from the imaginations, breaking your stubbornness. It's an aspect of shamir. Shal yado nichna ha'even, that the stone is surrendering to it, to the shamir. ואינו הולך אחר תאוות המדומיות, and the person is not walking after the imagination, the lust that he is imagining to himself. והולך אחר השכל, and you're walking after your wisdom. Actually he's walking after the truth. וכל זמן שלא הוציא שכלו אל הפועל, but as long as the person haven't brought out, haven't revealed his wisdom, the wisdom that is planted inside of him from the creation. Bara Olam planted it inside of us. Everyone have wisdom. Pure, clean, perfect wisdom. But as long as you haven't revealed it, means you'll keep on walking, keep on walking after your imaginations, after your shtuyot. שלא השתמש בשכלו עדיין, means that you haven't used your brain yet. אז אצלו השכל בכוח, so then for you the wisdom is in power, it's potential, it's waiting, it's an option, you can use your brain, don't worry, you have that ability, you're not there yet, I'm not there yet, but we're on the way. Because even after doing tshuva, even after the person decided I'm going to be shomer Torah mitzvot, it's a wonderful thing, but it doesn't mean that you're working with your wisdom. A lot of Baalei Teshuva are fighting with the families, arguing with everyone, and they start to rebuke everyone, and they're actually pushing a lot of people from Teshuva, by their Teshuva. So, cannot call it wisdom. It's actually a pretty stupid thing to do, to push people from the Teshuva by wanting to be a Tzaddik. Tzaddik is not doing that. A Tzaddik is Matzdik et Arabim. He's justifying the people. He's bringing people in, into the Kedusha. So, the fact that we done something, it doesn't mean that we're still using the wisdom that we have inside of ourselves, as long as we follow after our imaginations. אף על פי, even though שכבר שבר המדמה, but Rabbeinu is telling us another thing, that even though that a person is breaking the medame, his imagination, still there is difference between breaking the imagination than to start using your wisdom. This is something else. So, of course that it's going to take a long to break the imaginations. But then, the next stage is going to be, next level is going to be also to use your potential. To be who that you really are. Not to be who that you imagine that you wanted to be. This is one thing. And the second thing is to really reveal who that you really are. What that you contain inside. אז נתקומם תכונת שכלו. Then the wisdom can start to rebuild. To reveal. כי כשזה קם, זה נופל. Because when that is falling, that one is rising. The wisdom is rising. Like that it's written in Rashi. אבל השכל עדיין בכוח. But still, even though that it now revealed that you can use it, it's still in potential. ואחר כך, but after it, כשחוקר בשכלו, when you start to investigate inside your wisdom, ומשתמש בו, and start to use it, אזי השכל בפועל. So then, the שכל, the wisdom, become to be active, right? Inactive. וזה בחינת נופת צופים. And this is the aspect of what that it was written before. נופת צופים. That is that pleasant feeling, the good feeling that we said before. בבחינת, in an aspect of what that's written in שיר השירים, נופת תיתופנה שפתותייך. נופת תיתופנה שפתותייך. נופת, this is the נופת צופים. This is that good thing, this is that wonderful result. Titofna siftotaich means gonna drop out, drop off from your lips. Means shehotzi metikut sichlo mikoach el hapoal, that he brought out the sweetness of his wisdom outside from his lips. Mean he used it, it becomes to be active. He shared with his wisdom people, some other people. Actually, Rabbeinu is telling us that someone that is using his wisdom is someone that is helping others, that others can feel the sweet taste of his wisdom, and not someone that he is wise. No, he is a genius sitting all day long in front of his computer, and he is a genius and no connection to the world. It's not wisdom at all. Wisdom, it's only if someone else can feel the sweet taste of your wisdom. Then it's a wisdom. If not, it's in potential. All right, you have it. Everyone can have it. It doesn't make you something. You become to be active only when you're... You become to be wise only. You're using your wisdom only when you're active. Only when someone else can feel what that you have. That you're sharing. וזה, and this is what it's written, Siftotaich. This is why it's written Siftotaich. ובחינת, it's an aspect of your lips, it's an aspect of מוציא מכוח אל הפועל, that you bring out from the potential to be active, שובחינת הדיבור, that it's an aspect of the speech, power of speech. ואחר כך, and after it, כשמשיג בשכלו, when the person is achieving in his wisdom, כל מה שיש ביד אנושי להשיג, everything that humankind can achieve, you become to be such a tzaddik that you achieve everything that exists that human being can achieve. Az sikhlo shav sechel hanikne, so then his wisdom become to be sechel hanikne, the wisdom that belonged to him, he bought it, it's his. His wisdom is his. It's become to be his. Rabbeinu, if Rabbeinu is talking about those things, means that, you know, it's not allowed to, for sofrim, for chachamim, to write things that they haven't kept, that they haven't made. If Rabbeinu is writing on those things, means that he is holding that level long time ago. For him, it's obvious. This is for sure. When you finish to achieve everything that humankind can achieve, so there's alright, yeah, alright. Been there, done that, move on, next level. What else can we achieve in this world? Before Rabbeinu passed away, he said that he cannot climb more with his robe, with inside of his body. So he wants to remove it. He couldn't achieve more in body. He passed away in the age of 38. Ari HaKadosh also passed away in the age of 38. There was more tzaddikim that passed away in the age of 38. כמו שכתבו המחקרים, like that, the מחקרים, how you say מחקרים? Researchers. What? Investigators. Alright. They wrote, שיש שכל בכוח, that there is wisdom that it's in potential, ושכל... הפועל. And also there is an active wisdom. ושכל הנקנה. And also there is a third level, that this is the Sechel HaNikneh. This is that the wisdom belongs to you.
Quiet.
That you, what?
Acquired.
Required.
Acquired.
Acquired.
Acquired Sechel.
Acquired Sechel. Ve'ikar kiyumo shel Adam le'achar mitato. And actually, the main being of a person that he exists in the world to come after his death, achar mitato, eino ela sechel hanikne. It's actually that wisdom. What we gonna do? We're all asking. So what we gonna do? We're attaching ourselves to the tzaddik. We're following him. We are with you, Rabbeinu Kadosh. Don't worry. We're behind you.
This but is how far behind.
Doesn't matter. As long as we're walking, we don't mind. It's an eternal world. When Rabbeinu said, "Ani asetchem kamoni mamash," I'm going to make you to be exactly like that I am. We need to believe in those holy, huge words. I told you that once. It's not a big wisdom to believe the tzaddik only when he's rebuking you. Also when he's praising you, you need to believe in it. Also when he's telling you that you're important, that you can achieve huge levels, you should believe in that. It means to believe in yourself. This is the basic rule of faith. Do not believe in Hashem if you don't believe that Hashem can do with you whatever he wants. If you think that you're a failure, it means that you stopped Hashem. Alright, Hashem, it doesn't have the ability to help me. I'm so dumb, I'm so stupid, I'm such a failure, I'm a sinner, so horrible. You're stopping and blocking the mercy and the abilities, the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. It's not allowed. You have to believe in yourself that you are a vessel that can contain Hashem Yitbarach. And it all depends in Hashem, in the mercy, in the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. וזה בחינת וזה השארותיו וזה השארותיו לאחר המיטה. And this is what that השארותיו, we need to I think that it can have two leftovers. I think that it have two explanations, meanings. לאחר המיטה, after death. So I think that from one side it's what that he's got in the world to come. But I think that the main one is what that he left here in this world. Because siftotav dovevot bakever, if a person didn't have students that are going to continue, or sons that are going to continue his good light in, that he inherit in this world, so he doesn't have it's written that the one that he doesn't have boys, he doesn't have part to the world to come. So boys, it doesn't mean only boys, physical boys. It means also spiritual boys, it's students. It's written for sure. And we learned about the Rav Mordechai Sharabi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he heard the voice that told him from heaven that all of Am Yisrael are his kids, even though that he didn't have no kids. So this is his leftovers. This is what he left here. Because your students means hafatzah, even if it's not your students, but you hand those books that brought people to do tshuva, they are your students. There was a story on a person that came in a dream and told that story, that in the world to come, he was a very simple person, a religious, very simple person, Sfaradi, and he passed away, and in the world to come, they accepted him with huge kabbalat panim, with huge honor, and they called him harav, and there was a carpet and people standing from the sides and everyone wants to shake his hand. And he told him, "You mistake, it's not me. What do you want from me?" So they told him, "No, well, it's you, of course." And it have to be a mistake. I wasn't a tzaddik at all. I was a simple person. He told him, "No, why? What's your name?" He said, "Your name, your mother's name. Look, it's you. This is it. You have to accept all of that honor." He said, "Look, I never stolen in my life, and I don't want to enjoy something that does not belong to me, even in the world to come. It's not mine." But then, "Look, Rav, stop being humble. It's you. What do you want?" "And look, all of your students are here waiting for you." He said, "Students? Me? I never taught no one nothing. Myself, it was hard for me to learn. I was sitting and I was doing Chok L'Israel, something, you know. Pashut, it's simple. Said, no, this is all of them, your students, men and women, old and young. He said, let's ask them. I never told them nothing. And they were coming to those people, to that group, and asking them, who is that person? They're saying, it's Arab, Arab. He brought us to do tshuva. He helped us to do tshuva. Saying, look, it has to be a mistake. Something is wrong here. It's not me. And they investigated, and they're asking them, one after the other, why are you calling him a Rav? He said, one time I saw him in the supermarket and someone was pushing there and he said, no, leave him alone, let him go. And he had wonderful midot. And because of that, I started to work on my midot. And this is what it brought me to do tshuva. So actually it's him that brought me to do tshuva. And another person, I saw him going to the mikveh in Mesirut Nefesh early, and he brought me to go to the mikveh also, and he was keeping Shabbos and this and that. And all of those are your students. And Rav Shalom said that actually in the world to come, all of the mefitzim, the people that are handing those CDs and books, he said they're all going to be Rashi Yeshivot. You're going to have Yeshivot of students. All of them are your students. And if you're not going to be worthy to be a Rosh Yeshiva, don't worry, they're going to help you. Because you have to be a Rosh Yeshiva. So they're going to build you and going to make you to be a Rosh Yeshiva. All of the Hafatzah, all of those CDs and books and the Hafatzah that you're doing, it's your students. It's your merit that they done Tshuva. And we can never imagine what's going on with one CD. We can never imagine what's going on with one book. You can never imagine. Now we have only two. From three or four families that done tshuva, all of them, because of one cassette, tape cassette, that they found. They got one of Rav Amnon Yitzchak, one cassette. All of them, they were four, all of them were totally stone. In that time, they're going to testify. You don't need me to testify. And they were all chilonim. They heard that. One of them heard it. He said to his friend, hear it. And both of them said to the third one. And the fourth one, four families of chilonim dan tshuva because of one cassette. So you can never imagine what it means. All four of them was here in Chutz Shel Chesed. Two family left and two family stayed there. So this is Hafatzah. So, Hash'arotav le'achar ha'mitah, his leftovers after death, actually, most of the chances are that Rabbeinu is talking about your students, about what that you're living here in this world.
What's the Seichel? He's talking about Seichel. What does that mean, the Seichel?
Next line. V'Seichel ha'nikne nikla, and what is that wisdom that the person achieved? It is מה שאדם יודע, what that a person know, הרבה דברים, a lot of things, בידיעה אחת, in one time, in one knowing. Means, if you have 10 apples on the table, in one eyesight, it's hard for you to tell if there is 9 or 11. But if there is 3, you can tell that without counting. Rabbi Nathan, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman testified on Rabbi Nathan to his daughter. He said to his daughter that Rabbi Nathan, if he is looking at a building, he can tell you how many amot that building have. Exactly. He have that ability. Because he purified his wisdom. Rabbi Yoshua Cohen explained that when a person is purifying his wisdom more and more and more, when he's looking at a tree, he can know exactly how many apples that tree have. Even that he see only part of the tree, he can tell exactly what that tree contains. How many leaves, how many apples, fruits, everything. He's got that ability, and it's not a spiritual thing. It's with the wisdom, it's with the brain. It's an ability of the brain to calculate, to achieve, to know, to grab a big, huge picture. To know even in a crowd exactly how many people are standing. Thousands of people, you know the exact amount. This is what it means to know, it's maybe one explanation, to know a lot of things in one knowing. Or maybe it can be that you meet a person, like a tzaddikim, that they meet a person, in that moment they know on him, lifetime, gilgulim, who is his shidduch, his zibug, where it's gonna be, when it's gonna be, what he need to go through. They know a lot of things in one knowing. They see a huge picture. Ki kodem, because kodem, in the beginning, צריך לידע הרבה הקדמות, a person have to know a lot of, how say הקדמות?
Introductions.
קודם שידע איזהו דבר. Before that he gonna know something until the end. You need to know a lot of things. ואחר כך, and then, when you're achieving, כשמשיג את הדבר, that thing, משליך הקדמותיו. You're throwing away all of the introductions. ויודע את הדבר בידיעה אחת. And then you know that thing, and it's simple for you. Like in math. First of all, you're teaching so many things before you're going to complex things. But then for people that for them it's pshat, they know that complex thing, and for them it's obvious, and they don't need all of the akdamot, all of the introductions. ועיקר המעיין החוכמה, and the main spring of the wisdom, מן המקדש יצא, was coming out from the בית המקדש. כי שם היו מקריבין הקורבנות, because over there they were sacrificing the sacrifices, שהם הבהמיות וכוח הדמיון, that this is the bad midot of being like an animal and the imagination, because an animal, she have imaginations and she's leaded by her imagination, led by her imagination. So when you're sacrificing an animal, actually you're sacrificing your imagination and animal side of your being. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, זבחי אלוקים רוח נשברה, the sacrifices that we're sacrificing to Hashem, it's רוח נשברה, spirit that is broken, a broken spirit, ששבירת הדמיון הם הקורבנות, that to break the imagination, this is the sacrifice. When you have a desire, a lust for a stupid thing, like an animal, and you're breaking that, you're sacrificing for Hashem. This is how you're sacrificing. And this is how that actually you're canceling from yourself that animal side of your being, of your character. And you become to be more like a human being that control it himself, that can decide. That he's got sechel, wisdom. ובשביל זה אמרו חכמנו, and this is why רבותינו said, זיכרונם לברכה, כשחרב בית המקדש, when בית המקדש been destroyed, בטל השמיר וכולי, all of those three things been canceled. So you see that רבנו haven't brought to us yet the faith. He brought the two first ones, but the third one, the faith, he didn't brought yet. וכשיבנה בית המקדש, and when בית המקדש gonna be rebuilt, אז יתקיים, then it's gonna be, it's gonna exist. ומעיין מן המקדש יצא, that the spring gonna come out back from בית המקדש. ודע, and we should know, שבכל עולם ועולם, that in every world and world, ובכל מדרגה ומדרגה, and in every level and level, יש שם דמיונות אלו. There is those imaginations. This is another attachment to the last Torah that we learned yesterday, that Rabbeinu, we were talking about those nine holy places, holes that were contained the light, and Rabbeinu said that those are heichalei tmurot, the places that things are changing over there. And I explained it to you that when you're entering into the Kedusha, to the Avodat Hashem, so you see a lot of things that are confusing you, and you have Yetzer around that, and you don't realize what's going on with you, and you're just trying to progress, and you see that everything is upside down, and you don't know what to do. But Rabbeinu now is going to explain to us all of that. In every world and world, In every level and level, yesham dimyonot elu. There is those imaginations over there. Even in the heights, even when you mamash become to be a tzaddik, mamash, very huge. Still, before every level, you're going to have imaginations. You're going to have mistakes in your avodat Hashem. Something that you need to solve. Something that you need to break. Vehem hem haklipot, and those are the shells, hakodmin lapri, that are before of the fruit. Vesovevim et hakdusha, and they are surrounding the kedusha. Bivchinat, in an aspect of what it's written, saviv reshaim yithalachun. Surround the holy thing, reshaim, wicked people are surrounding it, are walking around it. וכשאדם נעתק ממדרגה למדרגה, and when a person is climbing, נעתק means separated from one level to the next one. He's climbing, he's achieving, he's growing. אז צריך לו ללך, so he have to walk, דרך אלו הדמיונות, through those imaginations, and nothing gonna stop it. And we have to get used to that. Have to get used to that. Rabbeinu said that people are falling from that, and chassidim, a lot of chassidim, are falling into that mistake to think that when they have darkness in their life, it means that they fell from the level that they were holding before. Actually, Rabbeinu is telling us that there is no falling in Avodat Hashem at all. Just this is the next shell of the next fruit, the next level. Like an elevator. Before of every floor, you're going in darkness. So that darkness, once you were davening nets, wonderful, it's a wonderful level in Avodat Hashem. But now they want to give you something that is even higher than nets. It calls faith. It calls humility. It's called happiness in Avodat Hashem. It's called kindness. So those things, they have to bring you through a certain darkness. It means no nets anymore for you. But it doesn't mean that you're not holding the level that you were before. You were defining that level as holding the nets. But nets, it's only a tool for you to learn midot, to work on your midot, to work on your faith, to get closer to Hashem. The hitkarvut, the connection to Hashem, it's spiritual, it's not physical. You're defining your progress in Avodat Hashem in physical terms. It depends if I'm waking up early, if I'm putting my Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm doing my complete Shah, my half an hour on this. It doesn't really show your spiritual level. Your spiritual level, only in the world to come you're going to know that. L'mavet tozaot. After that you're going to know the result of your Avodat Hashem. When Harav was talking to my mother in the phone, she asked him, Harav, please, she asked him, are you guarding us? Are you shomer aleinu with your tefillot, with your Avodat Hashem? So he told her, Hashem is guarding all of us, but actually, we can never tell. Maybe it's you that are guarding all of us. Maybe it's me that's guarding all of us. We can never tell. Only in the world to know, we're going to know really who is guarding who was more important, who was right, who was wrong. For sure, by pshat, you're going to say, Harav is a tzaddik, his mother, she's chilonit, she's not keeping Torah mitzvot. You can never tell. Every word that is coming out from the mouth of Harav is the truth. It's not only words of chizuk, it's the truth. You can never tell who is the person that all of the world is existing, staying because of him, because of his merit. A certain kindness, a certain goodwill, totally l'shem shamayim, something that you can never imagine. It can be a 5-year-old boy, it can be a 77-year-old woman. You can never know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees with his holy eyes. So, וכשאדם נעתק ממדרגה למדרגה, when a person is climbing from one level to the next one, אז צריך לו ללך דרך אלו הדמיונות. So he have to walk through those imaginations, כדי להגיע אל הקדושה, to achieve the קדושה, because he have to achieve the קדושה. ותכף כשעולה למדרגה, and immediately, when he's climbing to the next level, אזי נתעוררין הקליפות שבמדרגה, so the husks and the shells that exist in that new level are waking up, ומסבבין אותו, and they're gathering him, they're surrounding him, They're not letting him in. They don't want him in. וצריך להכניע אותם, and you have to conquer them, ולשבר אותם, and to break them, ולטהר אותו המקום מקליפות, and to purify that place from those husks. This is our avodat Hashem. Always it's going to be like that. It's a never-ending story. Always in every level you have those husks. And in every level you have to hold on. Because Rabbeinu, just hold on. Don't do nothing. Just stay there. Just don't fall. Just don't give up. Just don't say, all right, you're right. Don't fall into their lashon hara, to their lie. Not to believe in yourself. Just hold on. Because if you see new Yetzer Hara, it means you are in a new floor, in a new level. Those are new enemies that are attacking because you rised, because you grew up in your Avodat Hashem. Veda, and we should know, She'en shne bnei adam shavin ze laze, that there is no two people in this world that are equal. Ki kol haneshamot, because all of the souls, it's one beyond the other, one above the other. And that one, it's the he dressed his friend. He's dressing his friend. Everyone is inside his friend. He is your covering. He's guarding you. All that you are guarding him. It depends who is bigger than the other. But everyone is inside of his friend, and his friend is inside of him. And it's like cups, one above the other, one above the other. And one is dressing his friend, covering his friend. Upnimiyut shel tachton, and the inner side of the lower one, na'ase levush, become to be the clothes, the wrap, vechitzoniyut, and the outside, lechitzoniyut elyon, of the outside of the higher one. Means your pnimiyut, your most holy point that you have inside of yourself, can be something that it's outside from your friend in a higher level than you. Means that for him it's nothing. His desires in Avodat Hashem are huge. And you can never tell who is beyond you and who is lower than you. You can never tell. You can never tell. Not a rabbi, not a beard, not peot, not shayit bodedut. Nothing gonna tell you the level of the spiritual level of the person. Maybe only through humility and really having Ahavat Israel in a complete way. Maybe like that you can really weight your friend and to know where he's holding. Only when you totally want his success and you love him totally, and only then maybe you can maybe understand something about him. But actually, we can see only dress, only outside. Cannot see spiritual. Nimtza, we can find, we can understand now. כשאחד רוצה לעלות ממדרגתו, that when one person wants to climb from his level למדרגה עליונה, to a higher level, אזי הולך ונעתק, so then האדם העומד במדרגה העליונה, he is pushing the person that is standing above him. You want to achieve something in Avodat Hashem? Actually, you're doing a favor to everyone that's beyond you, because no one can be in the same level. You saw someone that is higher than you, and you want to be like him in Avodat Hashem. You saw someone doing Sha'a Shmona Esrei, 1 hour Shmona Esrei. You're telling to yourself, I want to be like that. Kinat Sofrim Tarbe Chochma, the envy between envy between writers, between Talmidei Chachamim, is increasing the wisdom, is making them to want to desire more in Avodat Hashem. So you see your friend, he's standing 1 hour Shmona Esrei. You're saying to yourself, I want to be like that. I want to daven Shmona Esrei, long Shmona Esrei also. By trying to do that, actually you're pushing your friend to do his Sha'a Shmona Esrei in a higher way also. You're supporting his Avodat Hashem, because you and him can never stand in one level. So if you want to achieve his level, you have to push him to another level. Not to push him down, Chas v'Shalom. To push him up in your Avodat Hashem. And then your friend that is standing in a higher level והולך ונעתק למדרגה יותר עליונה. He is going and climbing to the higher level. כי אי אפשר שיהיו שני אנשים במדרגה אחת. Because it cannot be the two people going to be in one level. ואינו נעתק מהאדם העליון, but רבנו is saying that from the person that was in the higher level than you, the one that now you're pushing, actually what is being pushed? אל הפנימיות שלו. Only his inner side. והחיצוניות נשאר. But from outside, it looks the same. What it means? It means that for in that example that we said about the 1 hour Shmonaisre, from now on, if you also gonna daven Sha'a Shmonaisre, 1 hour Shmonaisre, he also gonna do 1 hour Shmonaisre. But don't imagine to think that you're in the same level, because now his intention is in a higher level than yours. Because you achieved his level, his chitzoniyut, his outside level, but his inner level climbed, achieved more. So even that you're both in the same level now, don't imagine to yourself that you're in the same level. This is a mistake that is happening a lot, and I saw it a lot in my years of tshuva, that people are coming to the yeshiva 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and they dress the same. Actually, they're doing the same. So immediately they think that they are in the same level like Avrechim of 13 or 15 or maybe even Harav. There is people that are honoring their wives and they start to imagine they're also doing even Shiurim, also start to go out to do Kiruv. And for them, it looks like, what's the difference between me and Harav? Harav is doing Mesirut Nefesh and I'm doing Mesirut Nefesh. What's the difference? So what? So he's doing it more years than me. So in 20 years, I'm going to do it also 30 years. So what? It's wrong. You should always know that always when you're going to progress, actually you are the one that is pushing Harav away from you. And it's humility. It's mamash. It's a very important thing. You see a lot of Avrechim, first 3-4 years, you see them, huge lights of tshuva, and they imagine to themselves that they now, I don't know who, after it, you see them, chas shalom, falling, crashing in the Avodat Hashem. This is why a person always needs to know his place. You know, I'm in the beginning of my Avodat Hashem. It doesn't matter what's the length of my beard, my peot, my I don't know what, how much my wife she's surrendering to me, how many hours I can be in the field. You don't know. You're not sure in nothing. You don't have no guarantee in the Avodat Hashem except of your prayers, your tefillot, your humility. This is the only guarantee that we have. To be humble. Like I told you, when a person is lying on the floor, no one can push him down. But when you're standing, you can get it. Very easy. And if you're jumping, you're even less stable. It's always to go down, to know, I'm to remember where you're coming. Rav Shalom said that every day in his Hitbodedut, he's reminding himself his process of tshuva. Who was the rabbis that he met first? Who was the situation that he started to do tshuva? Who were the rabbis that taught him Gemara? Who were the rabbis in the yeshivot? Why? That he always going to remember where he's coming from. If he needs to do that after 40 or 35 years of tshuva, Hashem yarich yamav ushnotav, still he needs to do that. So for sure that we need to learn from that, that it's the right thing to do. To learn where are we coming from and not to forget it. Not to forget it. והחיצוניות נשאר. וגם האדם שבמדרגה התחתונה, but also the person that was in the lower level, שבמדרגה התחתונה, אינו נעתק ועולה, not all of him is climbing to the next level, אלא הפנימיות, just his inner side is growing. So you see that from outside you can look at the person, or you can look at yourself, and in the mirror you look the same, nothing changed. It's me. What's the difference between me of 4 years ago and me of today? But it's not true at all. Because even it doesn't depend on you. If there is other people that are growing in Avodat Hashem, means that you are growing with them. This is why Rabbeinu all of the time is saying, just hold on. Just hold on. Don't do nothing. in Avodat Hashem, you don't need to do so much. You just need to desire. You just need to want Hashem, to ask for Hashem. Hashem is going to bring you to the places that you need to achieve. והפנימיות של התחתון, and the inner side of the lower one, נעשה חיצוניות לחיצוניות עליון, becomes the outside of the outside of the higher one. ואף על פי שכבר נשבר, and even though that you already breaked the klipa, the shell, שבמדרגה עליונה על ידי האדם העליון, again, and even though those husks, those shells, been broken already by the higher person, he was there. So he was breaking those husks. But now when you are climbing, אף על פי כן, even though, כשפנימיות של העליון נעתק משם, when his inner side is moving away from that place, וחיצוניות התחתון עולה, and the outside ופנימיות התחתון, it have to be ופנימיות התחתון, you see those brackets? This is right. Outside what it's written, it have to be wrong. It's a tikkun. ופנימיות התחתון, and the inner side of the lower one is climbing, עולה, אזי הקליפה חוזר ונאור. So the husks and the shells are coming back and wakes up again. You beat them, great, but your friends, they're going to meet them again. כי לא נכנעת אלא לפני האור הפנימיות של העליון, because it is surrendering to the inner, to the light of the inner side of the higher one. אבל לפני התחתון, but in front of the lower one, אפילו לפני פנימיותיו, even in front of his most holy points, the best points, light that he's got, illuminated parts that he's got, יש כוח בידה, it still have the power in her hand, להתעורר כנגדו, to wake up against him. ובשביל זה, and this is why, צריך לו לשבר אותה ולהכניע אותה מחדש. The person have to surrender it and to conquer it again. So, about what it means, we're going to talk to Ezrat Hashem tomorrow. Thank you very much. Chazak
uvarakah. What it means to connect Hashem, or is it also to your head and say, okay, maybe I need to do things differently, and, you know, what's the seichel exactly?
Those two things that you said are one. Because when a person really is wise, it means that he knows Hashem, he doesn't think by himself. He's always asking Hashem. He's looking for what Hashem wants from me. That's what I mean.